set by Hines up the middle. Mitchell on the ricochet, can't get to it. That sleight of hand that all good setters can do. Hampton Hines with the quick set kill.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Hines again, set across Plagan, left side, through the block. Here on at match point again. And he's looking right, going to throw it that far sideline. Kevin Boating had a step, Colt McNeil put it in there perfectly. 32 yards.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by these first team sports backers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Wilbur Ellis, Huron Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Rostrello Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Real Estate Connection, Elwine Brothers, Vision Care Associates. The Tigers are also brought to you by the Norby Center for Recreation, Ryan's Hangar Restaurant, Hartman Physical Therapy, Farmers Union Insurance of Huron, Blaine Anderson, PB Sports, The Scoreboard, South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, First National Bank, and Kurtz Heating and Cooling.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Good evening. The Play Summit Center in Aberdeen. It's high school volleyball tonight. Huron Tigers ranked number 5 in the latest media poll. They're number 2 in the seedings right now. Of course, we're still early. Tigers at 6-1 will take on number 1-7 Yankton. Now, of course, mismatch when you look at the records, but that really doesn't tell much of the story at all. We'll get into that as we move along. But Yankton actually has a much more experienced team than Huron, with 8 seniors and a number of girls that have more than 1 year of varsity experience. They've also played a very tough early schedule, including Harrisburg, O'Gorman. They had O'Gorman on the ropes and let it get away. They Harrisburg, Roosevelt, Washington, Dakota Valley, Class A power. They went to a tournament in Norfolk, Nebraska, and that's where they picked up their first win, or the one and only win of the season, I believe, either North Sioux City or South Sioux City. I can't remember which right off the top of my head, but that's their one win. But again, Yankton, they're going to win some volleyball matches this year. They just kind of went through a tough early part of the schedule, and on top of that, new coaching staff. All the coaches have been, or all the coaches are new on the staff this year, led by Taylor Stacy, the head coach. She won a state championship for Watertown just 4 years ago in 2019, and she was the setter for the Arrows under the name of Taylor Corey. And once she said that, then yes, I do remember her very well. Tyann Ulmer, head coach of our Huron Tigers, so both our first-year coaches here for this battle tonight. Talk to both coaches. We'll take a break and come back. Talk to Coach Stacy, then to Coach Ulmer next on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Tyson Lean, as a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
scouting report on the Yankton Gazelles as they host our Huron Tigers tonight. Taylor Stacey, first-year head coach of the Gazelles. They come in with a record of 1-7. And, Coach, just a little bit of your background. I think I've done your games in the Bash. You're a former Watertown Arrow.
Yes, I am from Watertown. Graduated not too long ago in 2019, and then I went to play at Dakota State. So I have quite a bit of volleyball experience behind me. I had coached 1 year in Vermilion last year, and then now I'm here.
You're off to a 1-7 start, a very tough schedule. You had a chance to get a couple more, but, you know, you do have the one win. And you know, new coach, new system, maybe some new girls in the varsity rotation. A lot of different things are going on right now.
Yeah, it's been a great start to work with all the coaches and the girls. We have 8 seniors, which brings a lot of great leadership, which I've been thankful for, especially in my new position here.
And what are some of the strengths of this team right now?
Like I said, the 8 seniors bring that leadership. They're a very close group of girls, and so that team chemistry is already there. And so that's been really nice to see, and just putting it together and bringing that energy in the games is what we're working on.
And some experience, and also looks like a little size, too.
Yes, we do have a little bit of height, and I know like Camille McDermott has been playing varsity for 5 years, and so she has quite a bit of experience under her belt, and so she's one of the leaders on the court, experience-wise there.
Now, Huron Tigers come in, and they look just like they did when you were playing them, not just that many years ago for the Arrows. Not very tall, but, boy, they just find different ways.
Yes, Huron has always been so scrappy. It's really hard to find a place on the court that they're not and that they can't get to. And so I've told my team that they're a scrappy team, and it's going to be hard to place the ball in different spots.
And wrap it up with this, you know, we're just, second week here of September, a long ways to go in this season. Where are you at right now, and what do you want to see the girls improve on here as we work our way through the schedule?
You know, I really want to see the girls finish games. We have come so close in a couple games, like O'Gorman, our first game of the season. We went 5 sets, and we had chances to beat them. So just finishing through each game, finishing with high intensity, high energy, and that's where our wins will come from.
Taylor Stacey, head coach of Yankton. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
Transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! On our Huron Tiger moment, the 2023 Huron High School Hall of Fame class. Going into this year's Hall of Fame as athletes, Kim Puterbaugh-Herman and the late Josh Crandall. As the coach, Dan McCarty. Contributor, Clyde Dillman. And the Hall of Fame team, the 1973 state champion boys basketball team. The Hall of Fame banquet and induction will take place on homecoming weekend. The induction is Saturday, September 16th at the Huron Arena at 5 o'clock.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Continue our pregame as the Huron Tigers visit the Yankton Gazelles High School Volleyball on a Tuesday night here in Yankton. Ty Ulmer joins us here, head coach of Huron. Huron at 6-1, the one loss coming in their last outing a week ago against Watertown. And coach, hopefully girls learned a lesson from that. We talked about it afterward. Didn't feel like the girls were really ready to play, take nothing away from Watertown's effort. But, you know, girls just felt a little dead, didn't get a lot of emotion going there. They showed.
Yeah, I feel like practices have gone better since then with energy wise. I felt like they were dead that past week. But fair does that to you, and now we have homecoming, so now it's just another challenge. Like, how do we keep them focused for volleyball with homecoming activities going on?
And the thing was, I know I said that it felt like once it got to about 20, Watertown took over, but you felt it was a little earlier than that. We'd play even for a while, but Watertown just stayed aggressive.
Yep, we practiced that. No tipping all week for practice, so hopefully that we are aware, like, don't tip, let's just swing, because if we swing, we'll be okay.
Now you come into Yankton tonight. Yankton comes in at 1-7, but you know, they're a little scary team for you. They have a lot of seniors, a lot of girls back, a new coaching staff. So from that standpoint, they're still trying to figure things out. And you know, we don't have the best history on this floor.
No, we don't. I've warned the girls that it is hard to be here, and it's hard playing other teams because when they play Huron, they always play their best. Something with Huron and just getting that momentum towards the other team that they just want to play their best against us. Yeah, we have that 2 year ago history, and I'm hoping that doesn't haunt us tonight. So they are aware of what we need to do and what we need to do to stop them.
You know, main thing is, one, they got a veteran setter, and two, they have three or four or five 10 to 6 foot girls.
Yep. We're just going to try to beat them with our quickness. So.
And bottom line is, you want to get back on the winning track. I don't. Hopefully, nobody's happy with the way things went last Tuesday. And well, this is the first step back.
Yep, and I think they put in the work this week, and they came back ready to get better and do what we're supposed to be back to doing. And if they can just apply it to the court, we will be okay.
Ty Homer, head coach of the Huron Tigers, timeout on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
Cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Karen Cass, I'm a sophomore, number one, and I'm a DS. Alexis Pigledor, junior, right side hitter, number two. Deja Claggett, senior, outside hitter, number three. Jensen Gergen, four, sophomore, setter. Samantha Mingwardis, junior, number five, middle hitter. Ireland Henrich, senior, number six, DS. Kelsey Shuhart, senior, number seven, DS. Hilton Hines, sophomore, number nine, libero. Sydney Pei Severin, senior, number 10, outside hitter. Allie Davis, sophomore, number 11, outside hitter. Madison Hirschman, senior, number 12, DS. Maddie Jurgens, junior, number 15, DS. Aurora Dreyer, junior, number 16, right side hitter. Hampton Hines, senior, number 18, setter. Christina Johnson, senior, number 20, outside hitter. Mackenzie Simmonsma, senior, number 22, middle hitter.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening. We are high up on top of the court here in Yankton for Huron Tiger, Yankton Gazelle Volleyball. Yankton comes in with a record of 1-7, and Huron comes in with a record of 6-1. Run down the starters here if I can find my program. Well, we'll just, oh, there it is right there. For Yankton, their head coach is Taylor Stacey. First year was Taylor Corey when Watertown won a state title a few years ago, 4 years ago. Girls on the floor will be Camille McDermott, a 5'8 senior setter. Ava Collar, a 5'7 senior setter. And right side, Olivia Dimmer, 5'8 junior middle. Peyton Mosier, 5'6 senior libero. Cameron Koletsky is a 6-foot senior outside. Chase Drotzman, a 5'10 senior outside. Macy Drotzman, a 5'11 senior outside. Madeline Smith, a 5'3 freshman defensive specialist. And Jade Jerry, a 5'7 freshman and outside hitter. For the Huron Tigers, head coach Tyann Ulmer. Girls, we expect on the floor, Deja Claggett, a 5'6 senior outside. Samantha Magmoradeth, a 5'9 junior middle. Kelsey Schuart is a 5'5 senior defensive specialist. Hilton Hines, 5'8 sophomore libero. Allie Davis, a 5'7 sophomore outside. Madison Hirschman, a 5'4 senior serving specialist. Maddie Juergens, 5'2 junior defensive specialist. Aurora Dreyer, 5'11 junior right side. Hampton Hines, a 5'8 senior setter. And Kenzie Simmons, my 6-foot senior middle. Those are the girls we expect to see on the floor tonight for the Tigers and the Gazelles. Officials for our game are back by the South Dakota Attorney General Office Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our match tonight, Belinda Miller and Lori Thompson. Line judges, Sarah Livingston and Rick Klein. They are the law on the court, and they're back by the South Dakota Attorney General Office Consumer Affairs Division. So those are the particulars. It's 1 minute after 7 o'clock. KIJV AM FM Huron ready to go with high school volleyball. Yankton wearing black tops tonight with red numbers and letters and then some white trim. Huron wearing the charcoal or gray tops tonight with orange numbers and letter and a few white stripes on the sleeves. And I'm high on the top of the stands here right behind the Huron crowd. And we are, it's been a struggle, but we're looking at video streaming here again. I do have it on. It looks like it's working. Go to YouTube and search Huron SD Radio Sports, and hopefully you'll find the video along with the play-by-play of our volleyball match as we're set to go here this evening. Just getting the lineup checks in. Got to get the liberos on the floor before we get ourselves ready to play some volleyball. A lot of former Huron Tigers here, as always is. We play in Yankton. We play in Brookings. See a lot of former Tigers here. Isabel Elwine, Mason Davis, Jep McGurr. Among here, Caitlin Allerdings, a former All-State player. And there's even a member of the USD athletic staff here tonight taking in the game. Yankton to serve, and serve received back row. Schuart, overpass, slam back in the middle. That was a big-time hit down the middle by Yankton. Trying to see the number from here. She's the girl with the goggles, so that should be easy enough to remember here eventually. And that was Jade Jerry, the ninth grader, and it's 1-0 Yankton. Yankton serving, serve received Juergens. Quick set down by Hines. Yankton, though, gets control. Come to the right side. They hit cross court. Goes wide left. Hitting air, and we're tied at one. Just underway here at the Summit Center. Hampton Hines will serve as Aurora Dreyer comes into the front row for Huron. Guess they're not quite matching, but it's close with Huron the charcoal gray and Yankton the black. Serve goes long. First serve of the night for Huron goes long. Service error, and it's 2-1 Yankton. Yankton on the serve. Across back row, played by Hilton Hines. Set across, Magmoradeth with the hit. Back row goes long, and the other team's been showing a lot of accuracy here early on, but 3-1 lead for Yankton here as we're just underway. Served by Yankton, serve receive Hines, bumped by Meg Moradeff, just going to be a free ball by Hampton Hines. Yankton works it around to the left side, the hit goes long, wide left, Macy Drotzman with the hitting error, and it's 3-2 Yankton. Deja Claggett will serve for the Huron Tigers. I know they changed the rotation a bit to where Claggett gets into the front row. Allie Davis is checked up front for Huron. As Claggett awaits her serve. Claggett puts it back row, serve, receive. Set in the middle, the hit And we have a whistle, and here on, forehand attack. They say it went into the net, evidently. I'm not sure what that call was. 4-2 Yankton. I think Huron hit it four times, but they had four up. We don't have a four out there on the floor. In any case, point for Yankton. It's 4-2. On to serve for Yankton is Chase Drotzman. Yankton some early momentum here. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Left side Davis. Cross court goes long. Neither team's been able to get the swings in. We've had more hitting errors than we've had kills by far. 5-2 Yankton. Drotzman with the serve. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton will quick set across. Yankton was ready for it. McDermott to the left side. The hit cross course. Nice dig by Claggett. Kept alive, and Hilton Hines will free ball. Yankton can set it up. McDermott from the net. Back set. Down the middle and goes high up into the rafters. And Hampton Hines can't get over to it. That'll be a kill for Ava Collar. And a 6-2 lead here early on for Yankton. And here on an early timeout. Yankton up four early on. We're just underway. We'll take a timeout. 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Early timeout by Huron, 6-2 lead Yankton, and again, just a bit of a lack of energy on the part of the Tigers. Yankton has pounced on it, serve across to Hines. Hampton will set to the left. Allie Davis hits it into the back row, gets by the back row player Drotzman, and there's the first kill of the evening for Huron. Allie Davis pulls Huron within 6-3. On to serve now, Hilton Hines, the younger of the Huron Hines sisters. If Huron get a rally going, Hines sends it across. Serve receive back row. McDermott will set up the middle via tip. Dug out by Dreyer. Bumped ahead. Left side hit Davis off the top of the block. Dug out by Yankton. Left side hit. Blocked back by Huron. Mackenzie Simmonsma with the block kill. And Huron back within 6-4. Simmonsma has been blocking very well going back to that Watertown match. There's another block kill. Hilton Hines again on the serve to Yankton. Serve back row, serve receive from the corner. Back set, right side, the tip by Collar. Huron was there. Quick set across by Hines. Played in the corner by Jerry. Set, they hit, blocked again. Mackenzie Simmonsma, back-to-back block kills. And Huron pulls within 6-5. And Kinsey's been blocking very well. And we have back-to-back block kills there. Hilton Hines serves, played in the back row by Collar. Set, left side hit, nice dig. Hilton Hines, Hampton will set to Allie Davis. Left side tips through the block, and Yankton can't get to it. Another tip kill for Allie Davis. Just kind of crossed up Yankton on their block, and Huron's rallied to tie it at 6 here in set 1. Hilton Hines looks to keep momentum going for our Huron Tigers. Serve back to the corner. Collar goes down to get it. McDermott will set off to the left. Drotzman will just tap it across. Hines with the set in the middle. Simmonsma down the middle. Mosier digs it out. Right side hit. Collar cross court. Hilton Hines there. Hampton sets to Allie Davis. Blocked at the net. Looked like that was Collar and Olivia Dinner. I'm going to give them both a piece of that block kill. Yankton goes back up 7-6 as they break the 4-0 Huron run. Now Ava Collar serving for Yankton. Sent it back row. Serve received Davis. Davis will free ball into the back row, and not a good pass from the back row. And Huron gets a gift point there. We're tied at 7. Can't really give Davis the kill on that. Well, are they doing it on the scoreboard? Because Really, that should have been handled and was just a poor pass from the back row of Yankton. Tied at 7. Kelsey Schuhart serving for Huron. Mosier on serve receive, set across to the left side, big hit. Big out by Hilton Hines, Hampton sets. Ellie Davis left side goes long on this hit. And Yankton regains the lead at 8-7. Gazelles serving. First off, we have a sub into the front row. That's Cameron Koletsky. Serve back row, serve receive Hines. Hampton will set, back set for Mackenzie Simmonsma. Nice play, Mosier, but could not control the dig. And Huron ties it at 8. That's 3 kills for Kenzie Simmonsma. That's the first one, though, that came off an attack. Maddie Juergens in now for the Huron Tigers. She'll serve and play some back row for the gray and orange tonight, mostly gray. Mosier with the serve receive back row. Right side, just a tip by Collar and found the line. Oh, what a way to find your spot on the floor. Collar with just a nice tip, found an open spot. Collar with her third kill. And Yankton back up, 9-8 in set one. Mosier serving, serve received, not a great pass. Huron gets control. Claggett hits and into the net, or was a block. Either way, Yankton gets the point. It's 10-8. I could not tell if there was a block there, if that went into the net. Kind of looked like the net to me. 10-8, Yankton back up by 2. Scoreboard here not helping me out a whole lot with some of these. Here's the bump by Hampton Hines. Claggett left side just has to free ball it. Yankton can set it up. McDermott back set, tipped across. Huron gets control. Hines sets in the middle for Simmonsma to the corner. Wide right, and again, Huron just getting a little wild trying to get the Yankton off balance, 11-8. Yankton a 3-0 run to regain the lead now by 3. Mosier serving. Serve received, misplayed by Schuart, but Huron now can't get it across. And Yankton back up by 4, 12-8 on a 4-0 run. We'll give Mosier the ace on that, even though there were a couple of hits. Yankton builds the lead back up to 12-8 here in set 1. Serve back row, serve receive Schuart, chased down by Juergens. Going to be freeballed by Schuart. Yankton can set it up. McDermott from the net to the left. They hit, nice dig back row, Juergens, and Yankton in the net. Looked like the two hitters were kind of competing, Koletsky and Jerry, to see who was going to go after it. I think one took the other into the net. Huron gets the point, 12-9. Huron back within 3. Madison Hirschman on to serve for the first time for Huron. Serves it back to the corner. Nice serve received. Back set. Come to the right. The tip. And again, Yankton tipping well. As that was McDermott, actually, with the tip. As Collar was sitting on that sequence. Camille McDermott gets the kill. And it's 13-9 Huron, or Yankton. Serve back row, serve receive Schuart. Hines with the back set. Meg Moradeth with the hit through the block. Nobody can dig it out. Huron back within 3 at 13-10. Sam with her first kill of the night. Dreyer checks into the front row as Schuart comes off for Huron, and Hampton Hines will serve. So Huron's made a complete rotation with Hines serving for a second time. Back row, serve, receive. Collar able to get control of it. Takes the set. There's the hit. Huron controls. Claggett left side through the block. Yankton gets there, set. Here's the big hit up the middle through the Huron block. Jay Jerry with her second kill. And Yankton again inches the lead back up to 4 at 14-10. Cameron Koletsky to serve for Yankton. Back row played by Juergens. Hines with the back set. Claggett coming off the right side just tips it up the middle. Dug out by Mosier. Back line attack. And oh, just caught the net. Huron plays it off the net. But Dreyer, trying to dive for the ball, got herself on the line. And Yankton with their biggest lead of set one, 15-10. Huron is not led here in set one. Serve back row to Hines. Hampton will set. Hit by Dreyer. Nice dig, Mosier. Back set comes right. Collar into the back row. Dug out by Hines. Hilton will bump it. Claggett off the left side. Pops in the middle to Mosier. Here's the set. Left side hit off the block, off the net, and Huron can't come up with the dig. Macy Drotzman with the kill and Yankton up 16-10, and Ulmer wants a timeout. Yankton in control up 16-10, and they're on an 8-2 run. We'll take a break here of 30 seconds, 30 on Dakota Sports.
The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
We are back in Yankton. Gazelles right now in control of set one, up 16-10. Huron has not led in this first set. And again, maybe just a little lack of energy. Yankton's attacking, and Huron's just kind of playing back on their heels here at this point in the set. Off the timeout, and Huron's out of timeouts, by the way. And on the serve is Koletsky, and she doesn't even get the serve to the net. First service error against Yankton. Huron gets one back, 16-11, but Huron some work to do now, and Claggett will now serve for Huron. That brings Allie Davis into the front row as Juergens goes to the bench on the rotation. Served by Claggett, back row, down to get it Mosier. Set to the right, Collar with the hit, up the middle, dug out by Hines. Davis left side, drops in the middle, Mosier a nice dig, and off the net, Yankton able to get it across. Set up the middle, the hit back row, nice dig by Hines. Set up ahead, here's the hit, Dreyer down the middle, Aurora ripped it down, and Yankton was in the net as well. Here on back within four, 16-12, first kill for Aurora Dreyer. That's the swings we want to see Aurora make. She's 5'10", 5'11", left-handed. If she can get swings like that, she can be tough to defend at the net. Serve back row, serve receive Yankton. McDermott, here's the hit right side. Tigers got a block on it. Hines will set for Davis, left side, down the middle. And Huron, again, trying to rally back. 3-0 run Huron. And Huron within 16-13, third kill this set for Allie Davis. Claggett looking to keep momentum going for Huron. Have themselves dug into a little bit of a hole, and was there a touch? They say no, and the serve goes long. It's kind of a limbo job there in the back row by Madeline Smith. They say she did not touch it. Second service error against Huron. And Yankton back up 4, 17-13 in set one. Yankton serving now with Chase Drotzman. Back set across, Dan Hines perfectly placed back to the net. Just put it over her head, and there was nobody home off that left side of the floor for Yankton. Here on back within 3, 17-14. First kill for Hampton Hines. Hilton Hines, the libero Hines, will serve now for Huron. Send it back row, serve, receive, Collar, pass ahead. Left side hit, Macy Drotzman. Huron is there, set across, left side Davis, blocked back and blocked out. Allie Davis with four kills here in set one. And Huron cuts the lead to 2, 17-15. Huron on a 5-1 run. To get close, Hilton Hines prepares to serve again for the Tigers. Floats it back row. McDermott with the set from the middle of the hit. Dug out by Hampton Hines. It's going to be a free ball by Claggett. Yankton can set it up from the net. McDermott, left side. Macy Drotzman dug out by Claggett. Goes into the rafters and nobody can get over to it. Macy Drotzman, her second kill, second time. Huron's had a dig go high up in the rafters where it disappears for a while. Yankton back up 3, 18-15 in set one. Ava Collar serving. She'll now take over setting duties. And Huron has struggle with the serve receive. And Yankton back up 4, 19-15. That'll be an ace for Ava Collar. although it was more just a mishandled serve receive as anything else. Serve caller into the net. Huron back within three, 19-16 in set one. Second service error against Yankton. Kelsey Shuard in. She'll serve and play back row for the Huron Tigers. Huron trying to rally yet. Down three. Shuard serves back row. Serve receive McDermott. Pass ahead. Right side Drotzman. Huron gets control. Set to the left. Davis through the block. And it looked like Yankton was in the net. They were. Might have hit the antenna as well. I'm giving Davis another kill on that because Yankton never handled it cleanly. Huron again, inches within two, 19-17. Serve across, back row. Here's the set, and is that an over the net call? No, into the net, Yankton. I thought maybe Allie Davis played the ball over the net. And now what's the discussion? Are they saying that Yankton got themselves out of alignment, maybe? I'm not sure what the call is. 18-19, no, Huron within one. Yankton sets across. Drotzman left side, rips it, and Hilton Hines can't get the dig. Macy Drotzman, her third kill, and Yankton gets the lead back to two, 20-18. Huron's been in catch-up mode this entire first set. They're out of timeouts, but still hanging around. Yankton on the serve. I believe that's Macy Drotzman. Back row, serve, receive Shuart. Not a great pass. Huron gets it back to the middle. Free ball by Cleggett. Yankton will set it up. McDermott, quick sets across. Nobody home. McDermott, her second kill. And Yankton back up three, 21-18 in set one. Now Yankton's just kept Huron off balance this entire first set. Serve back row, serve receive Hines. Hampton with the quick set, and she finds the line. The setters go back-to-back on quick set kills, and Huron back within two, 21-19, second kill for Hampton Hines. Juergens in, Davis out for Huron. Juergens will serve and play back row for the Huron Tigers. Serve floater back row, played by Collar, set in the middle. The tip, and Juergens is there, set for Cleggett, left side into the back row. Macy Drotzman with the dig. Left side the hit. Koletsky dug out by Hilton Hines. Set across Cleggett. She'll hit up the middle and off of Mosier. Deja Cleggett with her first kill of the set. And Huron within one, 21-20. And Yankton will take their first timeout. Huron still hanging around. Down by one in set one. We'll take a timeout, 30 seconds. 30 on Dakota Sports.
Plant Nutrition and Field Technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back in Yankton, Huron's pulled within 21-20 in set one. Huron has never led here in the first set. Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Boys soccer is Yankton Huron in Huron, and Yankton picked up a 3-2 win in boys soccer. That's your Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Huron a chance to tie off the Yankton timeout. Maddie Juergens serving for Huron. Floats it back row. Serve, receive, caller. Bumped ahead. Left side, Koletsky with the hit. Up the middle, dug out by Cleggett. Set back to Deja. Her hit left side goes long. And they're calling Yankton in the net. We're tied at 21. I was thinking maybe Deja's hit got tipped, but they say no. But they did have somebody in the net for Yankton. Huron, a chance for their first lead at 21-21. Serve, receive, back row. McDermott, quick set up the middle. That time, Shuart there. Some girls get in the way of each other, and Huron can't get it across. Shuart made a nice dig, but then she and Hampton kind of got tangled up. They did get it over to Deja Cleggett, but Deja just needed to hit it across, could not. And Yankton regains the lead at 22-21. Race to 25 is on with Peyton Mosier serving for Yankton. Serve receive, Hilton Hines, bumped ahead by Claggett. Going to be a free ball, Hampton Hines. Yankton will set with McDermott to the left. Big hit, blocked at the net. There she is again. Kenzie Simmonsma ties it at 22. Kenzie has been blocking so well. She will come off the floor now, however, as Huron rotates her out and Madison Hirschman into a serve. And again, Huron a chance for their first lead here in the set. Hirschman, back row, serve, receive. Set McDermott up the middle, the tip. Tigers got a hand on it. Bump it ahead, Claggett left side, block back. Claggett digs it out, and Hines will hit. Dug out by Yankton, set to the left side. Koletsky winds up. Juergens saves it. Now Schuart, and we got to get it across, and Hirschman can't get it there. Huron just kept chasing the ball and could not get it lined up, and Yankton gets the point. They're 2 points away at 23-22 in what's turned out to be a tight first set. Camille McDermott will serve for Yankton, and that means she'll take over setting duties as well. Serve back row, serve receive Schuhart, pass ahead, and Claggett just going to have to free ball it in. A very late whistle, and they're going to call a double hit on Huron. And Yankton's at set point, 24-22. So Yankton serving at set point with Camille McDermott. And serve receive goes wide, and Yankton wins on an ace to take set one, 25-22, an ace for McDermott. And Yankton up one set to none. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes and back here with set number two on Dakota Sports.
Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Your doctor says surgery, but who's got the time? There's packing, driving, parking fees, feeding your spouse. Oh, don't forget the dog. The procedure, recovery, the drive again, and getting back to normal. And what about rehab? Will insurance cover it? Don't leave home. Talk to your doctor about scheduling surgery close to home at HRMC or learn more online at HuronRegional.org. Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
We move to set two as Yankton never trailed. Huron made several runs, but Yankton scores the final 3 points and wins set one, 25-22. And Huron, just some energy there. And, you know, they're down four early, then down six later, and we're able to come back. But, again, just don't want to dig yourself out of that hole continuously and see if they have some answers here now as we get into set two. And the records are deceiving. Huron 6-1, Yankton 1-7, but Yankton a very tough early part of their schedule. And we are ready to go. Set two, and Hampton Hines will start things off. Back row, serve, receive, Drotsman, set to the left. The hit, Koletsky, Tigers got a block on it. Back set, here's Dreyer on the right side, dumps it in the middle, dug out by Collar. Bumped ahead, Koletsky again, floats it back row, pass ahead by Hilton Hines, And Claggett with the hit through the block. Kept alive, free ball, and it's going to be punched across by Yankton. Hines with the set. Claggett will tip over the block right in front of the third player in the front row. Nice touch by Claggett. Her second kill, and for the first time here on Leeds, 1-0 as we start set number two. Hampton Hines serving. A serve receive, back row caller. Bump ahead. Koletsky will just tip in the middle. Juergens puts it over and is slapped down, and they're going to call over the net, I believe, or in the net, I guess is what the official call is on Jade Jerry. It was an overpass as Juergens and I believe Claggett were a little confused who should take control of that, but it works out for Huron. Back row serve receive, Yankton, McDermott will set, backline attack, Drotsman goes wide left, and Huron a quick 3-0 lead here to open set number two. So Yankton making some mistakes, and Huron taking advantage in an early lead. Hines serving, shanked into the back wall by Collar, an ace for Hampton Hines, and Huron up 4-0. That is the first ace of the evening for Huron. Hines looks to keep momentum going. Back row, serve receive, shanked again by Collar. Back-to-back aces, Hampton Hines. And Huron up 5-0 early on. See if Hines keeps attacking at Collar, who's in the left back. Serve, no, goes to the right corner, and Mosier shanks it. 6-0 Huron, and Yankton wants a timeout. Three aces out of 6 points to open this second set by Hampton Hines, and Huron up 6-0. Timeout. Yankton will take a timeout. 30 seconds on Dakota Sports. Early timeout by Yankton as they...
KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Early timeout by Yankton is here on a 6-0 lead. Hines serves it across. Collar handles this one. Left side, Koletsky. Tigers block it, but nobody to clean it up. And that breaks the Huron run, and Yankton on the board at 6-1 as Cameron Koletsky will get her first kill of the evening. 6-1 lead Huron, and Camille McDermott will serve for the Gazelles. Serve receive, Hilton Hines, pass ahead, Claggett. Meg Moradeth off the left side, pops it in the middle. Yankton gets control, left side, free ball back row. Hampton Hines, left side, Claggett, pops it back row. Mosier able to dig it out. Pass ahead, left side, Collar with the hit back row. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton sends it ahead. Going to be tipped into the back row by Claggett. Yankton can set it up. And no, they can't. It's just going to be a free ball by Koletsky. Set in the middle. Meg Moradeth puts it in the back row. Nice dig by McDermott. Tigers block at the net. Dug out by Collar. Saved and going to be hit across by Collar again. Set for Claggett. Left side, long volley. The block is out. Kill for Claggett, and Huron goes up 7-1, third kill for Claggett, second of this set. Deja will go to the back row and serve now for the Huron Tigers. Back row serve receive, here's the set, left side, the tip by Collar, dug out by Hampton Hines, left side, Davis with a hit into the back row, overpass, Huron controls. Set in the middle, Meg Moradeth winds up. Nice dig by Mosier, and Yankton does get it across. Hampton Hines sets. Dreyer with the hit to the corner. Aurora Dreyer with her second kill, and Huron up 8-1 here in set number two. Huron taking control here early. As Aurora Dreyer, as I said, her second kill. Claggett serving. Serve receive, back row, there's Collar, pass ahead, back line attack, and goes long, and Yankton making errors. Huron taking advantage, it's 9-1. Huron Tigers, Yankton making some errors here now. Serve into the back row, serve receive, Yankton, here's the back set, right side tip down the line, Claggett there. Quick set by Hines to the corner. Got it. Hampton Hines has such good skill in seeing the floor, and she found that far left corner or far right corner from Yankton's standpoint. And the kill drops in for Hampton, and Huron is up 10-1. Claggett serving. Serve receive Yankton. Set up the middle. Big hit by Jerry, and it was tipped by Hilton Hines in the back row. Jerry will get her third kill. And 10-2, the lead for Huron. Yankton, though, Huron with some good momentum here. Serve by Yankton. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton back sets. Make more depth. Tip, and oh, they did give the pancake there to McDermott. That was awful close. Set. Here's the hit. Dreyer up the middle. McDermott there again, but then nobody can get over to the ball. Dreyer just stayed with it. She'll get the kill. It's 11-2. Here on Dreyer with her third kill. Hilton Hines to serve. Make more depth comes off, and believe Simmonsma comes back on the floor for Huron. 11-2, Huron leading in set two, trying to tie this thing up. Serve receive, back row, Mosier set. Right side hit, collar dug out by Hampton Hines. Hilton will bump it. Dreyer just has to get it inside the antenna and does. McDermott with the set. The tip by Yankton, saved by Hampton Hines. Free balled by Allie Davis. Mosier, now a nice sliding save by Smith. Yankton gets it across. Huron attacks again. The tip by Simmonsma. Again, Yankton. Mosier able to tip it out. Collar with the hit. Blocked by Simmonsma. And Yankton can't get it off the net. Kinsey Simmonsma, for a second straight match, has been a blocking machine. Huron goes up 12-2. And Yankton going to burn their second timeout right here. Yankton up one set to none. But Huron in control of set two. We'll take a break here of 30. On Dakota Sports.
Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
12-2, Huron Tigers up. Yankton has burned both timeouts here in set two. Hilton Hines serves back to the corner. Smith gets over to it, bumped ahead, and indecision, but Yankton does get it across. Looked like somebody was in the net, but no call. Dreyer with the hit down the line. Yankton returns, and Yankton this time is in the net, and Huron goes up 13-2. Huron never led in the first set, but they've taken control here in the second set. Hilton Hines again lining up to serve for the Huron Tigers. Back row, Smith on the serve receive, back set, right side hit, back row, Tigers dig it out, set by Davis, just going to be free balled across by Hines. Bump, back butt, right side, Macy Drotzman up the middle, and this time I believe Huron in the net. Did not see who that was. It was either Simmonsma or Davis, I'm sure. Yankton back within 10 at 13-3. Yankton serving. I believe that is Chase Drotzman. The Drotzman girls are cousins. Set in the middle. Mackenzie Simmonsma took something off it. Yankton digs it out. Right side hit collar. Blocked by Simmonsma, but it went sideways. Nobody could clean it up. Collar with the kill. That's her fourth. 13-4 here on Tigers. And Drotzman serving. Serve received. Claggett, and Huron couldn't get over to it. Claggett tried to stretch instead of moving her feet. That'll be an ace for Chase Drotzman. First of this set for Yankton, and Yankton ups it to 13-5. Serve received Davis. Set back to Allie. Her hit down the middle in the campfire. Allie Davis, her sixth kill, first of this set. Huron back up 14-5 in set number two. Again, Yankton took the first set 25-22. Never trail. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Kelsey Shuhart on the serve for Huron. She'll play some back row. Serve back row, serve receive. Set by McDermott. Drotsman left side, blocked back by Simmonsma, but Yankton able to dig it out. Here's Huron on the tack, and again a pancake for Yankton. Overpass, knocked back by Yankton over the net, and tipped back by Hampton Hines. Here's the set. They hit Drotsman off the top of the net, and Huron on the dig. Claggett could not control it. Drotsman will get the kill. Macy with her fourth kill, first of this set. 14-6 Huron in set two. Yankton's now starting to get a little rhythm here after they're back on their heels for the first part of this set. Collar serving. Serve receive Shuhart. Set to the left. Davis will tip up the middle. Nobody home. Another shot in the campfire for Allie Davis. I have her for seven kills to lead everybody in that category. 15-6. Huron up nine in set two. Maddie Juergens will serve for the Huron Tigers. Juergens back row. No, into the net. I thought it was going over, but it did hit the net. Service error. First of the set for either team. Third for Huron, 15-7. Huron's lead cut to eight. And Macy Drotsman will serve for Yankton. Serve back row, serve receive. Bumped ahead by Juergens and free ball. Then, boy, that was where Juergens and Hines, a little confusion who should take over that. And if the setter can get to it, you probably need to let the setter do it. And Huron can't get it across. 15-8, Yankton within seven. Drotsman serving. Serve receives Shuhart. Bumped ahead. Here's Simmonsma. They hit through the block. Yankton on the third hit. Nobody home. Boy, it was a good job between Mosier and Collar to keep it alive, but then there was nobody there to dig it off on the third hit. Kinsey Simmonsma with six kills. And Huron back up eight, 16-8. Ireland Henrich in for the first time. She's serving to the middle. The tip by Koletsky, dug out by Juergens. Set for Claggett, left side, through the block. Yankton keeps it under control. Quick set, McDermott. Blocked back by Claggett. McDermott will set to the left. Koletsky winds up cross court right to Henrich. Here's the hit. Claggett went long. No touch, no touch. Hitting air here on, and again, Yankton within seven at 16-9. That brings the ninth grader, Jade Jerry, in. Yankton plays two ninth graders. Jade Jerry plays front row. Madeline Smith plays back row. Serve back row, serve receive, and Shuhart overpass and into the net on the return. McDermott wasn't the greatest serve receive, but went over the net. McDermott just got too aggressive, and on her follow-through hit the net. Point here on 17-9. Hampton Hines on to serve for Huron. Make more a death. Back into the game for Huron. Serve receive back row. Bumped over to the left. Koletsky. Tigers get a block. Make more a death. Double hit. Well, they let him keep going. Finally, they do realize it's a double hit. Make more a death got the block and kept it alive, but then somebody else has got to get over there to help her out. Kill for Koletsky, and it's 17-10 Huron. Second kill, Koletsky. Serve, receive, Hines. Hampton will set. Left side hit, Mangmore, death back row. Nice dig by Drotsman. Left side, Collar with the hit. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton back sets. Dreyer leans in off the right side. Got it through the back row. Aurora Dreyer, her third kill. And Huron goes up 18-10. Aurora being more aggressive tonight. Actually, the fourth kill for Aurora Dreyer. And Huron up 18-10 here in set two, looking to tie this up. Serve back row, serve receive Drotsman. McDermott sets from the middle, and Jerry punches it through the double block. Jade Jerry with her fourth kill, 18-11. Yankton again within seven. Yankton now pretty much playing point to point with Huron. Koletsky serving. Serve received Davis, bumped ahead to Alley. Alley off the left side, goes in the middle, and somebody in the net. Yeah, Huron in the net. No, it's outside the antenna. Okay. outside the pin, and Huron has the lead, whittled to six here now at 18-12 with Yankton serving. Kolecki into the net. Huron gets one back. It's 19-12. Huron, Kolecki with the service error. First of the set for Yankton, third total. 19-12, Huron leading, trying to even this thing out. Yankton up, one set to none. Serve back row, goes wide left. Hilton Hines misses. And Huron gives the point right back. It's 19-13. Hilton Hines with the service error. Second service error this set on Huron. Yankton serving with Chase Drotzman. Back row, Claggett. Here's the bump, left side. Davis will pop it into the back row. Yankton was ready. McDermott on the set. Left side, Drotzman blocked at the net. Simmonsma back set, right side, tipped by Collar. Back row, Huron there. Quick set by Hines, up the middle, found the campfire. Hampton Hines gives Huron the 7-point lead at 20-13. Hampton, the little sleight of hand that all good setters do. She's got three kills to go along with three aces. 20-13, Huron back up by seven in set two. Shuard on to serve and play back row for the Huron Tigers. And goes wide left, tried to punch it to the corner, and Yankton saw it was going to go out and just let it go. Third service error against Huron in this set. Yankton back within six, 20-14. Collar serving. Back row serve, receive Huron, set in the middle, tip by Simmonsma, block back. Macy Drotzman read that perfectly, and well, there's one thing Coach Ulmer said, we got to quit tipping so much, and well, we certainly paid for it there. Macy Drotzman with her fifth kill, and Yankton as close as they've been at 20-15. Serve, receive, back row, Shuhart, set to the left, the hit by Davis off the top of the block, dug out by Smith. Pass ahead, Macy Drotzman will tip it up the middle. Shuart there, overpass, Yankton will set it up again. Drotzman again, down the middle, Hilton Hines with the dig. Quick set, Hampton Hines, Yankton got a hand on it, kept it alive. Drotzman a third time, tips on the third hit. Huron can't get it across. There's where you tip after you've been attacking aggressively, and Yankton has pulled within four. Huron 20, Yankton 16. Huron will use a timeout. We'll take a timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Turn to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Huron uses their first timeout. Yankton was down 10, actually down 11. At one point, they're back within four at 20-16, tightening up a bit. Yankton's been long out of timeouts. But they have rallied back, 20-16. Collar serving, back row serve, receive Hines. Hampton will set. Allie Davis pops it in the middle, and Yankton in the net. We'll take it, 21-16. Here on back up by five. That brings Maddie Juergens to serve and play back row. Allie Davis comes off. Four here on 21-16. You're on trying to even this match up at one set apiece. Serve receive back row over to get it. Collar bumped ahead. Left side Drotzman goes back row, and that will be shanked by Hilton Hines and into the back wall. Macy Drotzman starting to come alive. She has seven kills, four in this set. Again, Yankton within four. 21-17. That looked like it might have went long if Hilton hadn't played it, but it would have been close. Now Drotzman steps back to serve, so got her out of the back row. Serve receive, Hilton Hines. Hampton will set it. Claggett, left side, into the back row. Mosier, overpass, slam back. Simmonsma, Yankton in the net as well. Well, overpass, that was the aggressive hit by Huron, and then Simmonsma able to send it back. That's her seventh kill, and Huron 3 points away at 22. I got 17. I got 18 on my score sheet. Maybe I missed something here. Well, they're checking something at the scorer's table. I think it should be 22-18, not 22-17. Well, I guess it's 22-17. We'll take it. Huron serving, 3 points away in set number two. Serve receive Yankton. McDermott will set. Left side, they hit Koletsky, and Huron in the net. 22, now it's 22-18. Yankton back within four. Hilton Hines back in to her libero role. And Yankton getting set to serve. It'll be Peyton Mosier, their libero or libero, serving. Serve received Juergens. Hines will pump it back into the middle. Claggett will just tip it down the middle, and Yankton can't get it off the ricochet. I don't think Claggett was trying to do anything special there, but she got the campfire shot to go. Fourth kill, Claggett. And here on 2 points away at 23-19. Hampton Hines serving. Back to the corner. Serve received. Caller. Back in the middle. Left side it. Koletsky. Back row. Hilton Hines handles it. Set for Claggett. Left side. Through the block. Dug out by Drotsman. And boy, I'm not sure what Caller was doing. She kind of got caught flat-footed there. And then all of a sudden took off late. Kill for Claggett. And here on its set point, 24-19. Set point here on Tigers. Trying to even things out. Serve back row, serve receive, and blocked by Dreyer, and Yankton kept alive. Blocked now by Magmardeth, and Yankton gets into the net. And Huron wins it. The final, I have it 25-19. They have 25-18 on the scoreboard. I guess that's what we'll do. Huron wins set two, either way you look at it. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here of Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.